11 years since the downfall of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, the country remains plagued by deaths, destruction, and bloodshed on nearly a daily basis. Shia neighborhoods are once again the main target of the attacks, bearing the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists. On Wednesday, multiple explosions left at least 24 people dead and several others wounded. The deadliest of the attacks was in the town of Numina, about 80 kilometers south of Baghdad. In Numina, a bomb first went off in a busy commercial area, followed by a car bomb that exploded as people gathered to help the victims from the first blast. In all, 5 people were killed and 17 were wounded.
The situation is bad, especially in Baghdad. We have seen many explosions. I think they are in retaliation to the downfall of Saddam Hussein's regime. I think the situation will get worse as external players do not want stability in Iraq.
Violence in Iraq has reached the highest it has seen in years, with UN figures claiming 8,868 people were killed last year and over 600 killed this month alone. Most of the bloodshed and chaos stem from Iraq's Anbar province, where the Iraqi army has been fighting Al-Qaeda and its affiliate, known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. The Iraqi army has been able to take back half of the province, but the city of Fallujah is still the scene of violent clashes.
The army is gaining ground in Fallujah. I think we have reached the 0 hour, but we are having problems as the flow of insurgents who are crossing the borders into Iraq.
The Iraqi army says it killed 25 ISIL militants on Tuesday. The army claims they ambushed the militants as they were trying to attack the same army base that they attempted to attack a week ago, but were also defeated.
The clampdown on militants comes as Iraqis are headed to their first polls since the 2011 U.S. troop withdrawal. The Iraqi Internal Security Forces say they are on high alert as they are expecting a rise in car bombings. The bombings, they say, are in efforts to undermine the government as well as stop Iraqis from exercising the electoral process. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.